that the wonderful all night prayer meeting on Friday.
Brother Caleb Jigudu vanga vachindudza kuti vakava ne all night yakaropafadza chaizvo musi weFriday.
So yeah, may the Lord bless the people.
Kuti shenga varopafadze vanhu ivavo vakauya.
Amen.
Amen.
In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them.
Namazuva ivavo zvakanga kuna vanhu vazhinji zhinji vakanga vasina zvavangadya, akadana vadzidzi vake kwaari akati kwavari,
I have compassion on this multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and I have nothing to eat.
Ndine tsitsina vanhu vazhinji nokuti atova mazuva matatu avagara neni vasina zvavangadya.
And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them come from far.
Kana ndikavaendesa kumusha kwavo vane nzara, vachaziya panzira, vamwe vavo vanobva kure chaizvo.
And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy this man with bread here in the wilderness?
Vadzidzi vake vakapindura vakati kwaari, munhu ungawanepiko murenje muno zvingwa zvingagutisa vanhu ava.
I'll ask Brother Mike Dube come commit the word as we read 5. And he asked them, how many loaves have you? And they said 7.
Chakumbira Brother Mike vaizotivhura vaverengere vanamatira magwaro ataverenga tichiverenga verse 5. Akavabvunza akati, mune zvingwa zvinganiko? Vakati zvinomwe.
Shall we pray?
Ngatinamatei.
Ishe Mwari munengoni, Mwari mune nyasha, Mwari vanotida, tinokutenda Ishe Jehovha kuti taungana. Hatina kuunganira munhu Mwari, asi taunganira imi Ishe Jehovha. Baba, shoko raverengwa Ishe Mwari, munhu wese akaenda kuchikoro anogona kuverenga, asi dudziro Ishe Jehovha inobva kwamuri. Baba, Ishe Mwari vakauya vakakuunganira Ishe Mwari, vakanga vane nzara, imi ndimi makavapa Ishe Mwari chokudya. Yes. Tauya Ishe Mwari, Jehovha tine nzara. Baba, Ishe Mwari tine zvishuvo zvakasiyana siyana. Baba, tinokutenda Ishe Mwari kuti shoko raverengwa Ishe Jehovha, Baba, mucharibvisa kubva mumapages eBhaibheri Ishe Mwari. Baba, ringova nyama muupenyu hwedu. Baba, tinotenda kuti tichadzokera kudzimba. Baba, Ishe Mwari tichiita testify, Baba, kuti mazviro kwazvo shoko renyu ndere chokwadi. Shoko renyu harikundikani. Tanamata Ishe Mwari tichiisa mufundisi amira pamberi pedu Ishe Mwari kuita break the bread, Almighty Jehovah. May you put him aside, Almighty Jesus. May you speak to us, Almighty Jehovah. At the end, we shall remember to give you thanks, praise, and honor for your worthy, O Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may take your seats.
God, I send you passing.
We continue. We want to reach verse 9.
Gati ndirembere tichiverenga tichiverenga ndima yechi 9.
No, we'll read from verse 6 until 9.
Chaverenga baba verse 6 kusvika 9.
And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people.
Zvino akarayira vanhu vazhinji kuti vagare pasi, akatora zvingwa zvinomwe akavonga akazvimedura ndokupa vadzidzi vake kuti vaise pamberi pavo, vakazviisa pamberi pavazhinji.
And they had few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them.
Uye vakanga vaine hove duku shomanini, zvino akadziropafadza akati zviiswewo pamberi pavo.
So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets.
Vakadya vakaguta ndokuunganidza zvimedu zvakasara matengu manomwe.
And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away.
Vanenge vaiva zuru zvina akavaendesa.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to thank the Lord this morning for bringing us into his house. No, when each time we come into his house, especially if we are expecting, the Lord will never disappoint. He is a gracious Father. Amen.
Amen.
From the reading, he had compassion on the people because they were hungry. The reason was the people were with him, he was ministering the word to them, and then when the service was over or the convention was over, he wanted to send them away, but he said, I cannot send them away empty-handed.
Chikonzero ndechekuti pavakanga vaita vuserere vaita maservice avo apedza nguva yese aine vanhu akachizowanzira tsitsi handingavaendese vakadaro vaine nzara.
If you go to the prior chapters, that's chapter 6.
Ukaenda kuma chapter ari kumashure una chapter 6.
There is also a similar encounter whereby he spent time with the people and the disciples asked him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to send the people away.
Ukaenda ikoko pane chime chitiko chakada kufanana ichi kuti apedza nguva aine vanhu vadzidzi vakazokumbira kuti Ishe chiitai kuti vanhu havaende.
But the Lord Jesus Christ, his nature is he always has compassion on the people.
Asi unhu waishe Jesu Kristu nguva dzose ndewe kuti vanogaronzwira vanhu tsitsi.
So he could not send them away hungry or fasting.
Saka Ishe vakati handigone kuvaendesa vaine nzara kana kuti vari pamutsanyo.
Amen. So Amen. This morning, by his grace, we just want to speak about he has compassion on you.
Mangwanani ano neyasha dzamwari chataura pamusoro kuti vane tsitsi kwauri.
We are quoting verse 2, the Lord Jesus Christ, I have compassion on the multitude.
Tiri kutora chinokorwa chedu kubva pana verse 2, Ishe vachiti ndine tsitsi navanhu ava.
I'm sure we also qualify to be a multitude.
Ndinotenda nesuo tinokwanawo kunzi tiri vanhu vazhinji.
But from being a multitude, we want to personalize it to say he has compassion, yes, on the multitude, but specifically on you.
Asi iye zvino papfungwa yedu hatisi kuti Jesu Kristu vane tsitsi kuvanhu vazhinji, asi tiri kuti zvitore pachako iwi iwe woti Ishe vane tsitsi neni.
The word compassion means it's a systematic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others.
Izwi rekuti tsitsi rinoreva kuti iwe unonge utori neurongwa kana nemaitiro auinawo ekunzwira vamwe tsitsi pamatambudziko kana kushungurudzika kwavainako.
We talk in empathy,
tinotaura pamusoro pekunzwira vamwe,
the understanding, the care, or the feeling that you have, or deep feeling that you have towards somebody.
Manzwisisiro kana manzwiro aunawo akadzama pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
Your concern, the brotherly love, the care, even the tenderness that one has.
Hanya dzako, rudo kuhama, kana tsiye nyoro kuhama, dzauinatsu.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Izvi ndizvo zvina Ishe wedu Jesu Kristu.
You know, I'm sure the people, they were used to say, if you go to his ministries or to him preaching, one thing for sure that you get food.
Ndinotenda kuti vanhu vanga vatojaira kuti ukaenda kumaservice aJesu Kristu, chimwe chinhu chaunotozikanwa kunzi haushayi chikafu.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
On the natural, for sure, he will give you.
Panyamawo zvirokwazvo chikafu haitochiwani.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
He
will not send you fasting.
Haimbokuendesa uri pamutsanyo.
Because he has compassion for you.
Nekuti vane tsitsi newe.
This morning we are also saying,
mangwanani ano tiri kuti,
he has compassion for you.
Ishe vane tsitsi newe.
He will not send you away fasting today.
Havambokuendesa uri pamutsanyo.
You will not going to faint.
Hausi kuzofenda.
Praise be the name of the Lord. But the good thing about my Lord,
Asi chakanakira Ishe wangu.
After feeding you,
mushure mekunge vakupa zvekudya,
he will send you then away.
Vanozokuti chienda hako.
Verse 9 he says.
Pa verse 9 vanoti.
And they that had eaten were 4,000.
Avo vakanga vadya vaiva zvuru zvina.
And he sent them away.
Akazovaendesa.
So this morning,
mangwanani ano,
after you feed,
mushure mekunge vadya,
then you are going to go away.
You
are not going to go empty-handed. You are going to be filled because Jesus has a table spread. Where the saints of God are fed, he invites his chosen people. Everybody, chosen people. Praise be the name of the Lord. Did you know the Lord Jesus Christ did not die for everybody? He died for his chosen people. Only his bride. Praise be the name of the Lord. Our first quote, the prophet says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Paragraph 24,
he says the prophet. Now I want to speak of one person, the complete campaign, and that's the only one we are all in love with.
The
Lord Jesus Christ.
Ishe Jesu Christu.
I know no one else to talk about but him.
And when
it comes to love and compassion,
and whatever it might
be, I know no greater name than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
And this very mesita guru kunze kwara Ishe Jesu Christu manakoma na Mwari.
So we are gathered this morning for this name.
Takunganira mangwanane ano taunganira zita iri.
He is very compassionate about you.
Vane tsitsi dzakawandisa pamusoro
pako. And he will ensure that he will give you in as much as you need.
Uye vachava nechokwadi kuti vachakupa maringe nekuda kwawinako.
Because of his compassion,
nekuda kwetsitsi dzavo,
nothing of this earth
hapana chinhu chenyika ino
will take you away
chichakubvisa pano
until the purpose of him who is compassionate is done.
Kusvikira chinangwa cheuyo ane tsitsi chazadziswa. Amen.
It doesn't matter.
Hazvina basa.
Even if demons have got an all night planning to kill you.
Kunyange madimoni akaita pungwe achirongwa kukuuraya iwe.
Another all night subsequent 2-3 nights non-sleeping planning to kill you.
Kunyange vakaita all night yakatevedzana mazuva mairi kana matatu vachironga kukuuraya hazvibudirire.
It will only happen
zvinongoitika bedzi
when the purpose of the compassionate one has been done.
Kana chinangwa cheuyo anotsitsinewe chazadzikiswa.
So there is no need for you to fear anyone. There is no need for you to fear any devils because they are not able to do anything until and unless the purpose of the compassionate one has been fulfilled.
Saka hapana chekutya, hapana chekuvhunduka kusvikira chinangwa nechikonzero cheuyo ane tsitsi newe chazadzikiswa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Starashe ngari kunzwe.
They can do whatever.
Vanogona kuita chero zvavada.
I even remember even the Hebrew boys.
Ndinorangarira vakomana vechiHebheru.
They tried.
Vakaedza.
But they could not do anything.
Asi vakashaiwa zvavangaita.
Because he is full of compassion.
Nekuti akazara
netsitsi. His purpose about them had not yet been fulfilled.
Chinangwa chavo nevakomana vechiHebheru changa chisati chazadzikiswa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Starashe ngari kudzwe.
The prophet says in the message I know.
Paragraph 41.
Satan. Yeah, I prefer call him Satan.
Anofana kunzi Satan.
You know, if you pronounce it the other way,
ukanyatso zvitaura nechivanhu nechiboy,
I think it comes out well.
Ndofunga zvinobuda nemutsindo.
Amen. So Satan could not take them.
Aikwanisa kuvatora.
He could not drown Noah in the flood.
akatadza kunyudza Noah mumafashanu.
Until the purpose of God had been finished.
Kusvikira chinangwa chaMwari chapedziswa.
He could not kill Job with the boils and troubles until the purpose of God had been finished.
Akatadza kuuraya Job nemamota kana nematambudziko kusvika chinangwa chaMwari chazadzikiswa.
Neither could the lions eat Daniel until the purpose of God had been finished.
Kunyange shumba adzaikwanisa kudya Daniel kusvikira chinangwa chaMwari chazadzikiswa.
Neither could death and old age take Abraham until the purpose of God had been finished.
Kunyange rufu kana kukwegura hakwaikwanisa kutora Abraham kusvikira chinangwa chaMwari chazadzikiswa.
And neither can it take you or can it take me until the purpose of God of our life is finished.
Uye hapana chingakwanisa kutorawo kunyange iwe kunyange kana kutora inini kusvikira chinangwa chaMwari pamusoro peupenyu hwako chazadziswa.
So we gather from there consolation.
Saka kubva pazvinhu izvi tinowana nyaradzo yedu.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Look at 43.
Tarisai paparagraph 43.
And why does God let troubles come?
Zvino Mwari vanombotenderei kuti matambudziko ambouya dzimwe nguva.
God harnesses trouble,
Mwari
beast in its mouth, Mwari and makes it obey him, and those troubles bring us into a closer fellowship with God.
Mwari vakaisa joko pamatambudziko, vakaisa matomu pamatambudziko pamiromo yavo kuitira kuti isu tivateerere, kuitira kuti Mwari vanonza matambudziko mudzime, Mwari vanonza kuti matambudziko dzime nguva anotiswededza pakuwadzana pedyo naMwari.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So even when trouble comes,
kunyange pano yadambudziko,
the prophet is telling us,
muprofita ari kutiudza,
the reason for the trouble to come,
chikonzero chekuti matambudziko
auya, is to bring you closer to the one who is very compassionate.
Ndeyekuswededza pedyo neuyo ane tsitsinewe.
It might appear he is being cruel to you.
Zvinogona kuita nge Mwari ari kukuitira utsinye.
To say, why is the Lord bringing sickness to me?
Kuti ishe sei vari kunza urwere pandiri?
Why is poverty after me?
Koseiko nhamo yakandironda kudai?
The reason is,
chikonzero ndechekuti,
he wants you to come closer to him.
Vari kuda kuti iwe uswedere pedyo navo.
Remember the story about that caring shepherd?
Rangarai nyaya iya yemufudzi aive nehanya.
Who will be out there with his sheep?
Aiva ari kunze uko achifudza makwai yake.
And then he sees this lamb that will be outrunning the rest of the sheep.
Ona akakagwai kari kumhanya kachibuda kubva pane dzimwe.
And he fears the wild animals will get a hold of this lamb and eat it up.
Obva achikira kuti makava nezvimwe zvingazokabata zvikakadya.
The only thing he will do to preserve the lamb is to break maybe one of his legs.
Chimwe chinhu chega chaangakwanise kuita ndechekutora kagwaya naka ochikora rimwe remakumbo,
so that it cannot run all over or run away from his line of vicinity.
Kuti iye zvino hakichakwanisa kusvetuka svetuka nekumhanya mhanya kachienda kwese kwaasingakwanisi kuona.
But if you look at it from a far away distance, you then think this shepherd is very cruel.
Asi ukazvitarisa nemamwe maonero asiri kuona zviri kunyatsoitika chaizvo, unoti uyu mufudzi ane utsinye.
How can a shepherd, because a shepherd is somebody who is supposed to take care of the sheep, how can he break the leg of the lamb?
Nekuti unenge uchiti mufudzi kamunhu anofanira kunge aine hanya achichengeta makwai, angazotyora seiko gumbo regwai?
The reason is,
chikonzero ndechekuti,
he wants to take care of that little lamb.
Anoda kuchengetedza.
He wants the lamb to come closer to him so that he can save its life.
Anoda kuti kagwaya naka kauye pedyo naye agochengetedza upenyu hwako.
Now the other sheep, they will be going away to look for food.
Zvino makwai anenge achienda kure achinotsvaka chikafu.
But this one will be feasting from his bosom.
Asi aka kadiki kakudya kubva muchipfuva chake.
So if trouble comes your way, my brother,
saka kana dambudzika rakauya kwauri hama,
God wants you to be very close to him so that he can feed you from his table.
Mwari vanoda kuti uve padyo navo kuti vakwanise kukupa chikafu kubva patafura yavo.
Don't cry, don't complain, but you should even say, thank you, Lord. You want me to be closer with you.
Haikona kuchema, haikona kunyunyuta, asi unofanira kutotenda kuti ishe maita henyu, muda kuti ndiswedere pedyo nemi ndidye kubva patafura yenyu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we fail to live our genuine Christian lives because we always look back to our past lives.
Dzimwe nguva tinotadza kurarama upenyu hwedu hwechikristu hwakaswatuka nekuti tinenge tichitarisa kuupenyu hwedu hwekumashure.
You say, I have done this in the past, I have done that, my family is like this. But we are saying this morning, He is very compassionate about you. Don't look back at your past life. Let it not affect you.
Iyo unenge uchiti ini ndakaita izvi ndakamboita icho mhuri yangu yakambodai aiwa iwewe chirega kutarisa kuupenyu hwekumashure
nekuti ane sins
kana iwe wakangoreurura zvivi zvako bedzi.
They are no longer your sins, brother and sister.
Hazvisiri zvivi zvako hama hanzvadzi.
You can tell the devil,
unogona kutaura dhiabhori,
I did not do it because I was thrown in the sea of forgetfulness,
nekuti zvakakandwa mugungwa rekusazorangarirwa zvakare.
And remember, fishing is not allowed there in that sea of forgetfulness.
Rangarira kuti kuraura hakutenderwe mugungwa iro rekusarangarirwa.
Poachers are not allowed either there.
Mapocha chaiwo hatenderwe mugungwa iro.
If they are seen there, they are arrested, put in prison.
Vakaonekwako vanosungwa voiswa mutorongo.
So brother and sister, a confessed sin,
chivi chakareururwa,
never done.
Ah, zvakofanana nekuti hachakumboitwa. Waruramiswa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
As
long as it is confessed,
kana iwe wakangozvireurura bedzi,
you have done your part.
Waita chikamu chako.
If the devil wants to fish it out,
kana dhiabhori akada kunochitora ikoko,
yes, he will meet the soldiers or the policemen there.
Achasangana nemasoja kana nemapurisa ipapo.
And they will deal with him.
Vagoshanda naye zvakaringana.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Starashengarikudzwe.
Our God is so good.
Mwari wedu vakanaka.
Because He has compassion on you.
Nekuti vane tsitsi newe.
Can you imagine?
Chimbozvifungai.
You were born, you and me born in sin, shaped iniquity.
Ini newe takaberekwa muzvivi tikavezwa mukusarurama.
Came into this world speaking lies.
Tikauya munyika ino tichireva nhema.
But the compassionate one,
asi uyo anonzwira ane tsitsi,
when we confessed our sins,
patakareura zvivi zvedu, patakagadzirisa upenyu hwedu,
he says we have never done it in the first place.
Akati imimi hamuna kumbobvira mazviita.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari kudzwe.
The prophet says,
mprofita anoti,
in the message that day on Calvary,
mumaridzo inonzi zuva riya pa Calvary,
82.
Paragraph 82.
He said, you are lost to begin with as long as you look to what you have done.
Wakarasika pakutotanga chaipo kana ukaramba uchitarisa pane zvawakaita.
So brother and sister, as the prophet is saying it, don't you even look back at what you have done.
Hama hanzvadzi sezvi kutaura nemuprofita haikona kutarisa
pane zvawakaita. But don't look at what you have done. Look at what that day on Calvary did for you.
Haikona kutarisa pane zvawakaita. Tarisa pane zvawakaitwa nezuva riya
reCalvary. It paid your price.
Zvakabhadhara mubhadharo wako.
It settled the question.
Zvakapedza nyaya
yacho. Your sins be as scarlet, they are as white as snow.
Zvivi zvako zvakatsika, zvakatsvuka semicheka, zvachena kunge mazai echando.
Red like crimson, white like wool.
Zvanga zvakatsvuka, zvachena kunge shinda.
Then you have no sin.
Saka iye zvino hausisina chivi.
You are perfectly sinless.
Iwewe uri munhu asina chivi, uri munhu akakwana.
No matter what you have done or what you do, you are still sinless.
Hazvina basa kuti waitei kana wakamboitei, hauna kana chivi.
As long as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior,
kana iwe wakangogamuchira Jesu Kristu semuponesi wako,
your sins are forgiven.
Zvivi zvako zvakaregererwa.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari.
Remember, pardon is only a pardon once and unless it has been accepted.
Rangarirai kuti kuregererwa kungori kuregererwa bedzi kana kuchinge kwagamuchirwa.
So we are also saying compassion is only compassion unless and until it has been accepted.
Saka isu tiri kuti tsitsi dzingori tsitsi bedzi kusvikira bedzi kana dzagamuchirwa.
If you don't accept the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ,
kana ukasagamuchira tsitsi dzaishe Jesu Kristu,
you can go to hell.
Unogona kuenda kugehena.
Because you are not accepting that he died for you,
nekuti hausi kugamuchira kuti vakakufira.
And you are not just on the natural, for example,
ngatimboti panyama semuenzaniso,
when he was there talking to the people after the 3 days,
paakanga achitaura nevanhu musure memazuva matatu,
and then after the miracle of the bread that has been multiplied, and then a person refuses to eat that food, and then he went fasting, and then he faints on the way. Do you think that person can blame the Lord Jesus Christ? The same this morning, my brother, my sister. If you don't accept his compassion on you, and don't live a genuine Christian life, a sinless life, don't blame the Lord Jesus Christ when you go to hell. But if you accept his compassion, you are guaranteed, brother and sister, that the rapture is yours. You can claim your loved ones under the power of his blood. Praise be the name of the Lord. So you have to accept that he died for you. Accept his compassion for you. Anything that's forgiven is remitted and forgotten about. You see, the prophet is trying to hammer this through. The reason is sometimes we don't get that which we prayed for, because our hearts will be condemning us. But as long as you confess your sins, brother and sister, there is no need for you to think about that thing. Because when you think about that, it drives away faith. Even when you pray, your prayer does not reach heaven because you don't have the faith. No wonder why the prophet is trying to press it home to say, you have to understand that if you confess your sins, they are forgiven. And is forgotten about. What does it do? It gives you after the condition. His spirit to follow him as to do what he did. For others who is following on. He was just one man, the perfect man. He gave his life, and he made an example for you. Now what must we do? Now the first thing I want to say is, Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life. Because of his compassion for you, he could not live a life that he wanted to, but he lived a life for you, my brother and sister. The reason why he lived such a life is for you, such that you live a genuine Christian life as well. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you haven't eternal life. Did you hear that? When you live your life to yourself, you haven't got eternal life. For eternal life is living for others. It proved it when it comes in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. Praise be the name of the Lord. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know it is difficult to try to live for others. When you also have your own life to live. But that's what is Christianity is all about. To live for others. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the same manner the Lord did for us. He expects us to do the same. Like one of those ordinances. Yes, you do that, living for others, the lowest of them jobs, you also have to watch somebody else's feet to show that you are partaking what your Lord did for you. That's living for others. You'll be showing compassion also as a human being to another human being. But compassion brings justification. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. The prophet says on 228. But the word justified is though you have never done it. Amen.
Amen.
You have never done it.
It's
not even regarded at all. I'm sure this can even also even preach to, you know, people who are not message believers. I'm sure they can shout. To say something that you have done is not even regarded. It, in God's book of the sea of forgetfulness, your old book and marriage is divorced and dead.
Mubukura mwari regungwa rekusarangarira buku rakare rako harichatombovapo.
You divorced yourself from your past life. That's when you are allowed divorcement. You should divorce your old life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It's not even in the memories of God. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, we had a prophet.
Ah, takavane mprofita.
I tell you. He says things such that anyone, anywhere will understand it. Brother and sister. As long as you confess your sins, you are justified. It's not even in the memories of God. Hey, brother. Yesterday you stole. And you go to the deacon and you confess. You did not steal. In God's books. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, our God is so good. You are justified. Therefore, being justified, it was accused. You once accused. You never done it in the first place. The old union is in the sea of God's forgetfulness. You wasn't married to it to begin with.
Now here you can say it's you, Satan, who did that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The devil accused brethren falsely.
Diabori anorevera hama nema.
He is a liar to begin with.
Murevere nema kubva pakutanga chaipo.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashangari kuzi.
Remember that other day we said.
Rangarai zvari atakati.
You don't even need to be a prophet.
Haufanire kunge uri muprofita.
To say 10 years from now, whatever the devil says is a lie.
Kuti makore 10 kubva zvino zvese zvinotaurwa na Satan inema.
Because he is a liar.
Nekuti murevere nema.
if he comes to you, tell him, get away from me, you old liar.
Akauya kwauri mudzinge uchiti ibva pandiri iwe mureve wenhema.
It's you who did it.
Ndiwe akazviita Satan.
Praise be the name of the Lord. But today we are talking about.
Nasuno tikutaura pamusoro
pe. He has compassion for you.
Vane tsitsi newe.
He the bridegroom.
Iye chikomba.
Oh, your shame.
Akatakura kunyadziswa kwako.
Himself for you in your place.
Iye pachake panzvimbo yako.
By showing compassion for you, my brother.
Nekuratidza tsitsi kwauri hama.
He was taking that shame.
Vakanga vachitora kunyadziswa.
Of being a thief.
Kwekuve mbavha.
Now you are not going to be called a thief.
Iye hauchanzi mbavha.
Is him now a thief?
Ivo ishe ndova akunzi
mbavha. Because he bore your shame.
Nekuti vakatakura kunyadziswa kwako.
Done nothing wrong.
Havana chavakaita chakaipa.
But he was crucified between two thieves.
Asi vakarorerwa pakati pembavha mbiri.
The reason is
chikonzero chiri
chei. He wanted to show and execute his compassion for you.
Vaida kuratidza uye nekuita
tsitsi kwauri. He took your place.
Vakatora nzvimbo yako.
For you were predestinated for him to be in his bride before the foundation of the world.
Nekuti wangu akatemerwa maari kuti uve mwenga nyika ino isati yavambwa.
You were predestinated, brother and sister.
Wakanga wakafano temerwa
hama. No matter what the devil wants.
Hazvina basa kuti Satan
anodei. No matter what he does.
Hazvina basa kuti anoitei.
As long as you are predestinated to be his bride,
kuti uve mwenga,
nothing of this world will change it.
Hapana chinhu chenyika ino chichazvishandura zvakatemerwa naShe.
The Bible said so. You are predestinated seed.
Bible rakadaro kuti muri mbeu yakafano temerwa imi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari kudzwe.
This is because of his compassion for you.
Zvese izvi kubudikidza netsitsi dzavo
kwauri. It's not that you have done something right.
Haisinyaya kuti une zvakanaka zvawakaita.
But it's because just of his compassion.
Asi ingori nyaya yetsitsi dzavo
ishe. Remember the Bible says.
Rangarirai Bible rinoti.
It's not him that willeth or him that runneth.
Asi uyo anoda kana anomhanya.
But it's God that showeth mercy.
Asi ndiMwari vanoratidza tsitsi.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari kudzwe.
We are saying, Lord, we want to thank you.
Isu tiri kuti ishe tokutendai.
For your compassion for me.
Nekuda kwetsitsi dzenyu kwandiri.
For your compassion for my brother.
Nekuda kwetsitsi dzenyu kuhama
yangu. For your compassion for my sister.
Nekuda kwetsitsi dzenyu kuhanzvadzi yangu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Tarashengari kudzwe.
Even the prophet you are saying.
Kunyange muprofita aiti.
Even when you are praying for people.
Kunyange kana uchinamatira vamwe vanhu.
For you to be successful.
Kuti ubudire mukuva namatira.
You should have the feeling for the people.
Unofana kunge uchinzwa nemanzwire kuvanhu vacho.
You should have compassion for people.
Unofana kunge une tsitsi kuvanhu.
Jesus Christ had compassion for his people.
Saisha Jesu Kristo vaive netsitsi kuvanhu.
The prophet tells us a story.
Profita anotitaurira imwe nyaya.
When he had compassion over that blind man.
Pavakanzwira tsitsi murume uyo aive
bofu. Who came on the platform?
Akauya pa platform.
Because he had compassion over him.
Nekuti vakanzwira tsitsi bofu iri.
Then the supernatural came and he was given his sight.
Chemweya chakauya bofu rikasvinuka maziso.
Oh yes, in divine love.
Hongu mumharidzo inonzi rudo rwaMwari.
E20, here some time ago an old Mexican man came down to the platform.
Pane imwe nguva mutana wekuMexico akauya paplatform.
When he ran to the platform, much faith, he fell down and grabbed out his rosary.
Akamhanya paplatform aine kutenda akakawanda akabata rosary yake.
And I told him it's not necessary.
Ndikavaudza kuti rosary iyo haina basa.
And through the interpreter,
kubudikidza nemuturikiri,
Brother Espinacio, he put his arms around.
Akasumuka akandimbundira nemaoko ake.
And begin going some way.
Akatanga kuenda neimwe nzira.
He was blind.
Anga ari bofu.
I looked at him.
Ndakamutarisa.
I looked at them all wrinkled up feet.
Ndikatarisa tsoka dzavane manga idzi.
Probably never wore a pair of shoes in his life.
Pamwe anambobvira apfeka butsu muupenyu hwake.
I looked at my shoes.
Ndikatarisa butsu dzangu.
See if they can fit him.
Kuti ndione kuti vanodzikwana
here. He is now feeling compassion about this man.
Profita vakutanga kunzwira tsitsi murume uyu.
Number one, he is blind.
Chekutanga ibofu.
Number two, no shoes.
Chechipiri havana butsu.
So if you then try to extend that compassion.
Zvino ukaedza kuda kuratidza tsitsi idzi.
Look then what happens.
Chionai zvinotevera.
When I looked, he was a wider across the shoulders.
Pandakaona kuti pama pfudzi avo vakanga vakapamhama kudarika ini.
So you can see the prophet was willing to get off his jacket.
Muprofita vanga vakatogadzirira kutobvisa bhachi ravo.
And hand it over to him.
Vobva vatonopa kumurume bofu.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Garikudzwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Our prophet was compassionate. Oh, we thank him.
Hallelujah.
This man weighed 200 and something, I guess.
He couldn't
have worn my coat. And he was standing there and the gray hair, I thought of my daddy. I thought if daddy would have lived, he would be about this age. He'll be about the same age, man, this around 65 or 70 years old.
And I entered
into a love of that man. The way that I thought, never had a decent meal in his life. Maybe has never sat down at a table in his life at all. And then walking around in darkness. Then something came into my heart. God be merciful. He is a man. He is a brother. Then when that strikes, there's something went on. There is a creation moved around and it projected to this person. In a few moments, I heard him hollering something over my shoulder. He was hollering, I can see, I can see. What was it? Divine love. Sympathy had been projected by the Holy Spirit into this man. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So compassion sometimes constrains somebody to do something. Imagine the prophet just feeling sorry for this blind man. It brought God down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he got his healing. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet tells also another encounter of a certain woman who had a sick baby. And she could not find a seat. And there was also another woman who had a seat. So this woman who was seated saw this other woman with a sick baby just trying moving up and down with the baby.
Or
maybe we can just read it there. Just reminds me of one time, I believe it was down in
Georgia.
There was a little lady and it was very crowded in the auditorium. And there was a little woman sitting on the front seat. Just a typical little southern mother. She had compassion on a woman walking around with a little baby in her arms. Did you hear that? She was just having compassion. And there was not even hardly standing room. So she thought that's the reason why she was feeling so sorry for that little woman. Listen, the Holy Spirit said to her, go pray for that baby. Because she had shown concern, compassion over that woman, the Holy Spirit came down and told that woman, go pray for that baby.
Or
she said back ever there. In fact, if you, the prophet then says, the woman then went ahead and asked that woman to say, can I pray for your baby? And also even give you my seat. Oh yeah. Well, I will give that woman my seat so she can sit down with the baby, and that will give me opportunity maybe to get it off my mind.
Zvino ndichapa chigaro changu kune mudzimai uyu nemwana wake vauya vogara pamwe ndo zvinoita kuti ndizokangana nezvonyaya yacho.
So the woman was just trying to say, no, I can't go pray for that baby. Maybe let me just ask that woman to say, come take my seat. Maybe if she takes my seat, I'll get this off my mind to say I should pray for the baby.
Saka mudzimai angasingadi kunamatira mwana. Saka akafunga kuti pamwe ndikamupa pekugara pangu. Pamwe nyaya yekungonzwa izviri kungoti namatira mwana uyu zvinobva zvabva mandiri.
You know, it's always best to obey what the Holy Spirit says do.
Munoziva nguva dzose zvakakosha kuti uteerere nekuita zvose zvotaurwa nemweya
mutsvene. You might not understand why, but do it anyhow.
Asi ingozviita zvakadaro.
If is the Holy Spirit, God is always right.
Mweya mutsvene, Mwari vakanaka nguva dzose.
So then when the little woman passed by again, she raised up. And I said, sister, pardon me.
Akati hanzvadzi pamusoro.
I see you've got a sick baby there.
Ndinoona kuti mune mwana ari
kurwara. She said, yes, it's very bad.
Hanzo hongu ari kurwarisa.
Something I forgot that it was wrong with as just the time now. She said, it's very ill.
Mwana ari kurwarisa uyu.
We have brought, maybe, perhaps, that Brother Branham would pray for it.
Said, I see you are
holding a prayer card. She said, yes, I'm hoping that it will be called in the prayer line. And she said, honey, would you be, seeing you are a Christian, would you just give me the opportunity to relieve my soul of a burden that the Holy Spirit is putting upon me?
Eh, mudikani ndinokumbira kuti ungakwanisa here kuti ndibvise mutoro wandapuwa nemweya mutsvene pandiri.
Go right ahead. What is it?
Hanzi endai mberi chii?
The Holy Spirit wants me to pray for you, that baby.
Mweya mutsvene uri kuda kuti ndinamatire mwana wenyu.
Would you mind if I just prayed for it to get it off my mind?
Muno mungada here kuti ndingomunamatira kuti
ndibvise pfungwa dzangu. I've been watching you for about half an hour.
Ndachimukutaurisa iko maminitsi
anga. If you will let me do that, I will give you my seat here.
Kana mukanditendera kuti ndimunamatire, ndichakupa chigaro changu pano.
She said, why?
Zvikanzi sei?
Why? Okay, she said, why? You don't have to give me the seat, dear. She said, certainly pray for the baby. And the little mother laid her hands on the little baby and just said a few simple words of simple prayer.
Amai vechidiki vakangoisa maoko avo pane mwana uyu vakangotaura mashoko ari nyore emunamato.
And she went up in the balcony, maybe something like
balcony,
that around there,
zume
two, three balconies.
Kana mabalkoni kumusoro.
And there was a gentleman up there that had seen the lady and said, take this seat. You see what happens? Compassion
tzitzi
is creating another compassion. Praise be the name of the Lord. Well, about 5-10 minutes from there, I came in and spoke a few moments and I said, we'll call a prayer class now and say it. Maybe let's just go up again. Yeah, down again. Yeah. And it happened to be that little mother was so happy because her baby was about second or third in line. So she came before the platform to be prayed for.
Akauya pa platform kuti anamatirwe.
I catch that on tape because it's a vision. Then the Holy Spirit said to the little woman, told her who she was and said, you have your baby, and that was the right said, but the baby's already been healed. The blessing is on the baby. There was a little woman that's got certain color hair, wearing a little checkered dress, that is setting up in the balcony right up there. The Lord has just healed the baby. Praise be the name of the Lord. Look at what compassion can do. The prophet didn't have to pray for this baby because a compassionate woman had already done it. Praise be the name of the Lord. Even the parable of the prodigal son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were taught about it even in Sunday school.
The
issue of the prodigal son. How he took his belonging, his share from his father, and went to a certain away, far away country. But though he had gone away,
kunyanga akanga aenda kure.
A prodigal son he was.
Ah, mwana ari kuparadzana
akahongo. But the compassion of a father.
Asitsitsi dzababa.
He was always longing for his return.
Aingogara achishuvira kudzoka kwemwana.
The father was saying,
baba vaiti,
I look forward to seeing my son come back to his senses.
Ndiri kutarisira rimwe zuva mwana wangu achadzoka kupfungwa
dzake. Because that's the compassion of a father.
Nokuti ndo manzwiro ababa.
Praise be the name of the Lord. You could have gone away. Gone in the wrong with the wrong company. But the father is patiently waiting for your return. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will never lose you. Thank be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe let's just read it. Luke 15.
Padanga tingoverengai Luka 15.
You know, sometimes
muzadzimenguwa,
if you are predestined to be a Christian,
kana wakafano temerwa kuti uchava muKristu,
the best thing that you should do is to always remain a Christian.
Chinhu chakanakisa chaungazviitira iwe, ramba uri muKristu.
Even if you go away, you backslide.
Kunyange kana ukamboenda wadzoka kumashure,
you will come back.
Uchadzoka chete.
The only problem is,
dambudziko rimwe chete riripo ndere
kuti, you might come back with scars.
Unogona kudzoka
nemavanga. But coming back for sure you will.
Ah, iri nyaya yekudzoka, unodzoka chete.
No two ways about it.
Hapana imwe nyaya.
As long as you are predestinated son of daughter of God,
kana ungori mwanasikana, kana mwanakomana akatemerwa naMwari,
you always come back.
Unotodzoka chete.
So you do well.
Unozviitira zvakanaka.
If you just obey,
ukangoteerera,
you will still go to heaven.
Unoenda kudenga
without no problems.
Pasina dambudziko.
Without, you don't have to eat the same food like swine.
Haufane kudya chikafu chimwe chete mudanga renguruve.
Verse 11. Luke 15.
Luka 15.
And he said a man had two sons.
Zvino wakati mumurume waiva nevanakomana
vaviri. And the younger son said unto his father,
muduku wavo akati kuna baba vake,
Father, give me the portion of goods that fallen to me, and he divided unto them his living.
Mugove wenhaka uchazova wangu akagovera fuma yake.
And not many days after the younger son had gathered all together, he took a journey into a faraway country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living.
Mazuva mashoma akati apfuura, mwanakomana muduku akaunganidza zvose akaenda kunyika iri kure, akaparadzako nhaka yake achifamba nemitoo yakaipa.
And there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want.
Zvino wakati wapedza zvose nzara huru ikasvika panyika iyo, akatanga kushayiwa.
And he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
Ipapo akaenda akandozvisa kune mumwe munhu wenyika iyoyo, iye akandomutumira muminda yake kundofudza nguruve.
And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him.
Wakanga achida kuzvigutsa namateko aidyiwa nenguruve, asi wakanga.
And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger.
Zvino wakati achizvifunga akati, varanda vazhinji
I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
Ndichasumuka ndodzokera kuna baba vangu ndoti, baba, ndatadza pamberi penyu, ndatadza pamberi pedenga.
And no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me one of thy hired servants.
Uye handichakodzera kunzi mwanakomana wenyu, chingondiitai kunge vamwe vevaranda venyu.
And he arose and came to his father, but
when
he was yet a great way off,
his
father saw him,
baba vake vakamuona,
and had compassion,
vakamunzwira tsitsi,
and ran,
vakamhanya,
and fell on his neck,
vakanusvetura,
and kissed him.
Vakaenda pahuro pake vakamusvetura.
Why? He was a compassionate father.
Vanga vari baba vane tsitsi.
Our father is very compassionate.
Baba vedu vane tsitsi.
And the son said unto him,
mwanakomana akati kuna baba,
Father, I have sinned against heaven and in
thy
sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto the servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat.
and be merry. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, the Lord is so happy on one who was lost and has come back to his senses. A feast should be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing. Praise be the name of the Lord. Our Lord is so gracious. Full of mercy. His hands are always open for you to come back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You even remember the prophet tells us a story of that compassionate mother whose baby was trapped in a house that was burning. You know, compassion, sometimes you do the unthinkable. The mother, instead of her running away, she ran towards that which people were saying was the trouble. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to believe the people, the fire brigade people were there. Maybe they were even afraid to go into the raging fire. But the compassion of a mother looked at that raging fire. She could only think of one thing to do.
It's
just to rush right into the fire, because her baby was inside. Praise be the name of the Lord. That's what our Lord did. Yes, he saw you were going right down to hell, but he came all the way, right, went towards death. He was not afraid of death because of his compassion that was extended for you. Praise be the name of the Lord. Psalm 78:38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. It was because of compassion that he forgave their iniquity. He was supposed to have destroyed them, but compassion constrained him not to do it. Psalm 86. But thou, O Lord, art a great full of compassion, and a gracious long suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Praise be the name of the Lord. He is so gracious. He is plenteous in mercy and truth. Romans 9:15. For he said to
Moses,
I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Oh, brother, it's him who decides to say, on this one I will have compassion. Aren't you glad, my brother, my sister, this morning, that out of this multitude of people on earth, the Lord chose to say, this one I will show my compassion. If you look at it, brother, you are not more important than the next person. You are not even more educated than the next person. Maybe your grammar is all broken. Your Shona too is broken. The Lord doesn't care about that. He just said, on this one, I will show my compassion. On this sister, I will show my mercy. He went to a dump site. It just came to me this morning when I was just at home. There was you call it what, I don't know, sisters, where you put your glasses. It was something, secular. So they were drinking glass there. So I went, I wanted to drink. There were around about 6-7 glasses. And then just my eyes just went on this particular glass. They were the same type. I took that one. And it went for my service. Then I said, praise be the name of the Lord. There were so many people in this earth. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Maybe me, I was the worst sinner. My Lord came and saw. There were so many people there. He looked at this one. He looked at that other one. He wanted maybe to pick this one. But the Lord said no. Not this one. Then he went, picked me up. That's amazing grace. He showed his compassion for me. Oh, brother and sister. No matter what the devil wants to do, as long as my Lord showed his compassion for me, oh, I will go to heaven. Against all odds. Heaven is my destination.
Beulah Land.
I am longing for that
home.
I am coming for that
Beulah Land.
Because of the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. Nothing good I had done. Maybe I was running away from him. But his mercy, his compassion, caught a hold of me. Picked me up. In his hands. I cannot do the things I used to do because of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
1 Peter 3:18.
1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins. The just for the unjust. That he might bring us to God. Being put to death in the flesh. But quickened by the Spirit. Oh, brother and sister. It was not an easy thing in
Gethsemane.
It was such a heavy burden. He had a choice. To say no, let this cow pass by. But he then said, not my will, but your will be done. The reason he said that, there was a component of compassion for you and for me as sinner. He went a little further. And fell on his face. And prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. The reason why he was saying, if it is possible, he knew the burden that was before him was too great. If he had not gone all the way, there was no Christianity, my brother. You were doomed, my sister. You were doomed, my brother. But praise be the name of the Lord. His compassion constrained him to bear the cross. And he bearing the cross, he went all the way to Calvary. Until our father,
Baba Venu,
Simon of Cyrene,
Simon we
he then realized, I have descended from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
In case they will fail to make it, let me just help my Lord to carry this cross. Oh, praise Praise be the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for his predestination, for sending our great father to go yonder there. Oh brother, talk of predestination. Talk of predestination, my brother. Imagine our great-grandfather. I want to believe they were the minority. The majority of them people there were the people of the color of the Lord Jesus Christ. The color of the Pharisees. So if you look at the natural eye, the soldiers could have just picked anyone that's close by to say, help him carry the cross. I want to believe there were more of them Jews there than our father. But praise be the name of the Lord of predestination. The compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ knew that I was going to come in the year 2000 thereabout, and I will make a prayer like the prophet would pray. Praying that around about 16-year-old colored girl to say, Lord, remember when you were going on the cross, the descendant of this blind young girl helped you carry that cross. Then he said, Lord, I know you understand. Just by mere saying that, the girl received her sight. This day I'm saying, brother and sister, by just saying also, our great grand descendant, he helped carry the cross of our Lord Jesus. There is no reason why you should remain in your sin. There is no reason why you should remain in your sickness. There is no reason why you should remain in your poverty. There is no reason, my brother, you can live a life which you don't desire. Your descendant, he helped the Lord Jesus carry the cross. Take the benefits of that. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brother and sister, we know some people, they come from wealthy families. Somebody is born from the royal family. Before he is born, maybe he's already a multi-millionaire. The reason is because of his descendants. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. Our descendants, they did good for us. Therefore, we should be victorious. Did the girl sing? Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. For victory is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. I told Satan, if you are coming with hate, get thee behind. Why? Because the compassionate one, who is called love, oh, he say coming to me to give me that love. Therefore, you chase away that hate. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
145 of Psalms. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Praise be the name of the Lord. And you privileged, my brother, to serve such a God who is full of compassion. He doesn't have compassion. He is full of compassion. Also slow to anger and of a great mercy. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Isaiah 49.
Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb. Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget.
Praise
be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It also does not happen so often that a mother will forget the child of, or the son of her womb. But it happens. Though in a rare circumstance that it happens, but the Lord is saying, I am not like that woman. I will never never forget you. You are guaranteed, my brother. Even in that sickness, even in that trouble, know that he will never forget you. Oh, you can remind him. God also wants to be reminded. Say, Lord, you said you never forget me. Have you forgotten me, Lord? Praise be the name of the Lord. In case your answer is already on the way, but the angels, they are being fought against by the evil ones, then God will send Michael for reinforcement. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan is a bluff. Satan is a bluff.
Satan
is a loser.
Sometimes we must refuse certain things. To be defeated by the devil. Just listen to the name Satan. Some things we have to refuse. We thank God who had compassion on us.
Maybe we just read another scripture, maybe. For
a
few minutes that's left.
Luke 10:30.
You know this as well. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him.
Jesu akapindura akati mumwe munhu akabva Jerusarema akaburukira Jeriko akawira mumakororo akampamba nguo akamurova akaenda ndokumusiya oda kufa.
By chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when saw him he passed on other side.
Zvino mumwe muprista wakanga achingoburuka hake nenzira iyoyo akati achimuona akamunyenyeredza.
And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. Went to him and bound his wounds, pouring all in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to the inn and took care of him.
Akaenda kwaari ndokumupombera mavanga ake akadira mafuta newine akamukwidza pachipfuwo chake ndokumisa kumba yavaini ndokumuchengetedza.
Okay, we can just skip the other verses.
Kati siema maverse
36. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves?
Unofunga kuti ndoupi kuvatatu ava vakanga ariwo kwake waive wakarwirwa.
Said, the one that showed mercy on him, then Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise.
Akati ndiye wakamuitira ngoni. Jesu akati kwaari enda undoita saizvozvo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what the Lord said.
Ndozvo akataurwa naShe.
Go and do likewise.
Endai munoita saizvozvo.
We should show compassion one for another.
Kunzwirana tsitsi mumwe nemumwe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you do that, you ukadaro. Become a neighbor to your brother or to your sister.
Unova wawa muwakidzani kune hama kana hanzvadzi yako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even look at Psalms 23.
Tarisai mapisarema 23.
It's just talking about compassion.
Irikungotaura pamusoro petsitsi.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Jehovah ndiye mufudzi wangu.
Because he has compassion for you.
Nekuti vane tsitsi newe.
Even though you walk in the valley and shadow of death.
Kunyange ukafamba mupata umvuri werufu.
You fear no evil.
Hauchi chakaipa.
For you know the one who is compassionate.
Nekuti unozati uyo ane tsiye nyoro.
Is with you.
Anenge ainewe.
And his rod and his staff.
Uye mudonzo wake
netsvimbo yake. Will always comfort you.
Unokunyaradza.
And if he prepare a table.
Zvino anogadzira tafura.
Before your enemies.
Pamberi pevavengi vako.
Imagine your enemy is coming and he prepares a table. You start feasting.
Ranga imbofunga kuti vengi vako vari kuuya ogadzira tafura mutanga kudya.
He shows he is very gracious on you.
Vanoratidza kuti vane tsitsi dzakawanda kwauri.
And your cup will run over.
Uye mukombe wako wafashukira.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Zvirokwazvo unyoro nenyatsa zvichakutevera mazuva ako upenyu
hwako. Because he is compassionate.
Nekuti
you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Uchagara mumba maJehovah nekusingaperi.
Even if the devil is whistling to you to say you need
to
go back into the world, tell him I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Kunyange diabo achizevezera kuti uchadzoka shure uchienda kunyika mudze kuti ini chagara mumba yaJehovah nekusingaperi.
The earth is the Lord's.
Nyika ndeyashe.
And the fullness thereof.
Neuzaro hwayo.
The world and they that dwell therein.
Nyika neavo vanogara mairi.
We want to thank the Lord.
Tinoda kutenda Ishe.
For his mercy on his children.
Netsitsi dzavo kuvana vavo.
Just want to read another scripture as well.
Ndangoverenga rimwe gwaro zvakare.
John 9.
John 9.
Just allow me, maybe this will be the last scripture reading.
Then maybe
just read a quote or two and then. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Human nature, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Munongoziva huni wavanhu vadzidzi vakabva bvunza kuti Ishe ndiani akatadza murume uyu kana vabereki vake.
Jesus answered.
Jesu akapindura.
Neither had this man sinned nor his parents.
Asi murume uyu akatadza kana vabereki vake.
But that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
Asi zvakaitirwa kuti mabasa aMwari agoratidzwa maari.
He want to show that he is full of compassion.
Vadaratidza kuti vakazara netsitsi.
So somebody has to be born blind.
Saka pane vanhu vatozvarwa mumunhu ari bofu.
So him to show his compassion and then heal that person.
Kuti varatidze tsitsi dzavo vozopodza munhu iyeye.
He wants you to deliver you.
Vanoda kudzikinura iwe.
So you have to be born a sinner.
Unofana kuzvarwa uri mutadzi.
No wonder why Rahab the harlot.
Ndosaka Rahab chipfeve.
She had to be a harlot.
Aifana kunga atori chipfeve.
To show that he can redeem.
Kuratidza kuti vanodzikinura.
So brother, don't look at your condition.
Saka hama haikona kutarisa chinhano chako.
The Lord want to deliver you from your situation.
Ishe vada kudzikinura kubva muchinhano chako ichocho.
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
Ndinofanira kuita mabasa reuya akandituma.
The night cometh when no man can work.
Usiku huchauya hapana munhu achakwanisa kushanda.
As long as I am in the world, I am in the light of the world.
Kunyange ndichiri munyika, ndini chiedza chenyika.
And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay.
Zvino akataura mashoko aya, akasvipira pasi, akagadzira akaumba neivhu nemataya, akaisa pamaziso emurume anga ari bofu.
And he said unto him, go wash the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing.
Akatenda unogeza padziva resilomu richireva kuti kutuma akaenda kwaakanga aitirwa izvozvo.
The neighbors therefore and they that had been seen him before that he was blind said, is this not he that said and begged?
Zvinovavakidzani vavo vakanga vachizvati aimbova bofu vakumuona achiona vakabvunzana vakati hasiri here uyu aimbove bofu.
You know when the compassionate one does something.
Munoziva kuti wetsitsi uyu kana achinga kuitira chimwe chinhu.
It brings division among us.
Zvinounza kupatsanura pakati pevanhu.
Some say this is he.
Vamwe vanoti ndiye uye bofu.
Others said he is like him.
Vamwe vari kuti aiwa akafanana naro bofu riya.
But himself the blind said I am he.
Asi iye bofu racho akati aiwa ndini uya ndaimbova bofu.
Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? I like the conversation. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and I washed. And I received sight.
Azodza maziso angu akandakaenda dzivareyo Siloamu ugeze maziso ako ndikaenda ndikageza maziso angu iye zvino ndava kuona.
Some people they ask too many questions.
Vamwe vanhu vanobvunza mubvunzo yakawandisa.
Just believe I say I was blind, now I can see.
Chingotenda kuti ndini ndaive bofu iye zvino ndava kuona zvakwana.
You want the formula of how he did it? Now they are even asking, where is he?
I like this man.
I know not.
And
praise be the name of the Lord. I don't care where he is.
And
what I care about is I can see. They brought to the Pharisees him that was aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. Say to him, he put clay on my eyes. And I washed and do see. If it's a testimony, don't tire telling them about the testimony. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. The compassionate one, yes, causes division. To them who are blind, then said unto the blind man, again, what sayest thou of him?
That
he had opened thine eyes. He said he is a prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm sure this guy, he knew if I said he's a prophet, it will go right into their heart and prick their hearts. Sometimes it's necessary. Yes, the devil should send him where he belongs.
Amen.
But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind. You know, there are some people who don't understand whether they are demons or what. Instead of people celebrating that this person, we were spending our money giving him, begging. Now he can see, he can work for himself. They are complaining. Some demons. And received his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. Unbelief does not hinder God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they asked him, saying, is this your son whom you say was born blind? How then doth he see now? I like the parents. They were all taught. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. That we know. Because we are the parents. But by what means he now sees, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These words spake he the parents.
Because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should put away of the synagogue. They did well in referring to the son. Therefore said to parents, ask him who is of age. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know this man, he is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, I was blind. Now I see. Praise be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I don't know about any other thing. One thing I know, I was born in sin, shaped iniquity. But he came all the way from glory. He carried the cross. Died for me on the cross of Calvary. That I will live a Christian life. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. The Lord is so gracious. Remember Isaiah 53. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. The prophet says, sickness, superstitions, and devils had pinned us down. But there had to be a redeemer. He came down.
Akaburuka.
And he was saying Sadducees washing of pots and pains.
And
the word of God became of no effect. But that little dove came down. There had to be one thing that had to be a redeemer. But being wounded, broken, beaten, he knew his way back home. So from Calvary's cross, where they bruised him, where they mashed him like a bunch of wolves upon him, he made his flight from Calvary and he landed on heaven's door. He said, it is finished. It is finished. Because of that compassion, they are free now. Sickness can be healed now. Sinners can be saved. The captive can be set free. Why? Because he is compassionate of you. Brother and sister, there is no way the devil can take a hold of you. Because he is full of compassion. He died for you on the cross of Calvary. So that you live right. So that you live a life worthy of the gospel. You live for others. Praise be the name of the Lord. Our last quote. In the message, look. God heals by love. God heals by medicine. God heals by prayer. God has so many ways of healing. It depends on what type that you need. Our God is full of compassion. Because he is full of compassion, he could not prescribe only one way of being healed. He said some people, they need medicine. They have faith in their medicine. They go to
to the doctors.
Vanoenda kunana chiremba.
That is what they want.
Ndozva vanoda.
But there are also other people.
Asi kune vamwe vanhu.
Oh, who wants prayer?
Vanoda munamato.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So they have their option as well.
Vane sarudzo yavo zvakare.
Prayer will bring their healing.
Munamato ndounonza kupotswa
kwavo. Because of the compassionate Lord Jesus Christ.
Nekuda kwaishe vane tsitsi.
Some they only need to be healed by love. If you just love that person, they are already healed. Praise be the name of the Lord. And I like the prophet. He says, you only, it depends on what option you want. So it's up to you, my brother, today. If you want to be healed by prayer, if you want to be healed by medicine, if you want to be healed by love, if you want to be healed by music, the choice is yours. Sometimes a little love stretched out will just kill an old soul. An old place that has been a grudge or something. It will heal it right over. Just a little love. A little care. Sometimes you feel down. The street expression down in the dumps. Just put on one of those tapes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you put one of those tapes. That music or record. And go to playing it. The first thing you know, you are petting your foot or your head, and it's all over. You are right up again, ready to go. Our God is so compassionate. Oh, he cares for you, my brother. No wonder why he came to die for you, so that you live right. So that you walk right. So that when you ask of him, he will give it to you. It's not because what you have done, but what he did for you. It's just his compassion for you. You just have to accept that compassion. Accept it this morning, my brother. It will do you a lot of good. No matter what the devil throws your way, but as long as you accept the compassion of Jesus Christ, you are guaranteed. Heaven is your destination. Love the prophet.
Idam profita.
Heaven is your destination.
Denga ucharipinda.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropa fadze.
Shalom. Do you know this song? Nichawana Nyeredzi. If you know it.
Can you sing us that song?
Maybe we can just stand if you're comfortable to stand.
Pada kana zvichiita ngatisumuke hedu timire netsoka dzedu.